of what life inspired within you out by trying too hard to get it right. And we want to say to you, you can't get it wrong. Just keep wanting the fire, wanting that feeling. That's a very wonderful thing, because once you've tasted that feeling of exhilaration and that feeling of life pulling through you, you can never stand to not have it. So don't be afraid of the contrast that keeps producing it. And then just do the best you can about lining up with it as best you can. We liked this conversation because the places that we've gone that are new are that you can't stand still. Now, we've said it before, but not nearly as clearly as this. You can't stand still and feel good. Jerry and Esther, they've played this game so many times. They came through the canyon of Oak Creek Canyon near Sedona, Arizona, one afternoon. It was October 16th, and it was 2:32 in the afternoon. And as they came down the canyon, the leaves had begun to turn, and they were in vivid brilliance of color. And it was the timing of the day where the light was shining down the canyon, and it made for the most magical moment that they had ever seen in their lives. They had tears coming down their faces. It was so magical and so beautiful. And they wished that everyone they knew had been with them, because it was that kind of a moment. So for the next 5 years, on the same day, at the same time, they brought busloads of people down that canyon and never had another moment even remotely like it. Because that was the culmination of their vibration at that time. And then they began just trying too hard. In other words, let the universe make the magic for you. Your life is what's making the magic. Who you were before you were born and who you've become, that's put something in vibrational escrow that we cannot even find words to describe. There are billions of dollars at your disposal there. Billions of dollars. All of the resources that are imaginable. That's what your life has put there, you see. So now when you say, so I want to find a way to keep myself tuned to that, those are the key words. Tuned to what? Tuned to that. Tuned to that ever-evolving, ever-expansive being that I've become. You can't get passé and you can't become mundane about it. You have to keep yourself cued for the feeling. And the only way that we know to tell you to do that is to recognize what the feeling is, and you know it. You knew it when you sat down. I want that feeling. I want that feeling of passion to flow eternally through me. And we say, well, that feeling of passion flowing eternally through you is something you have to keep making happen. In other words, your power is in your now. It's the mix of you and you now. It's the mix of you and you now. It's not a recipe that anybody else can live and write down and replicate. It's the mix of you and you now. And the thrill of life that you're reaching for are those moments when the mix is just right. And sometimes you're mixing and you're mixing and you're mixing and you're not having those moments. But those moments, when you get it right, they're worth all of it, aren't they? So you're just reaching for that feeling. And that's what we mean when we say creating from the inside out. Not trying to use some formula or some ritual to make something happen, but creating from the inside out. It's thrilling for us to visit with you because we know the feeling of passion that you often feel. And we think your question could not be more valid. How can I maintain that feeling of passion? And we want to say, nobody really maintains the feeling of passion. Let the feeling of passion be the goal, like the billions of dollars. Let the alignment, let that passion be the goal that you're reaching for. And then just relax in the magic of the moments as they're happening and holding in your mind the desire for that feeling of, you see, if you could reach that place and maintain it, it wouldn't be very long before we would be having the same conversation again. It's like an old joke, Abraham. I'm always in this state of passion. I'm not feeling it anymore. You see what we're getting at? The contrast is what makes it vivid. The contrast, that don't be afraid to move within the rhythms of this gap of that which you are. And so you're just expanding and becoming and expanding and becoming and expanding and becoming. No ritual, no pattern, just knowing what you're reaching for. We've not really permanently thrown your book away. We just want less ritual and less trying to do it by the book, and more letting it come forth from within. You have it all. You had it all before you met us in this format. In other words, you